goes and don't stop talking about freedom. Get knowing lots to be learning, lots to be knowing about people. Gotta reach them, see it right now, man. You gotta teach them about freedom. Gotta win it, gotta put yourself smack dab in it.
As you know, have been charges alleged by the media and by my opponent that I have made false statements. You and the media have challenged me to prove that these allegations are unfounded by appearing at this televised press conference and answering your questions while hooked up to a lie detector machine. First of all, I'd like to say that I'm delighted to be here. I don't mind being here. I was forced to be here.
Congressman, your opponent says that you've distorted certain facts about your background.
That is not true. I was born Philip Cabot Swarthmore III. Philip Cabot Swarthmore II. My name is Stinky Frostheimer.
Isn't it true that you won't subsidize heating bills for our senior citizens this winter?
Absolutely not. No one is more concerned about our senior citizens than I am. There may be some small cutbacks, some big cutbacks. They're going to freeze their...
The Dave Weinbaum Show is on the air.
A little levity from Johnny Carson. Start the day off, and this is the new Dave Weinbaum Show, where I have an extra half an hour. I go to 10:30 now, ladies and gentlemen. Lee Bear was just here, and he had to go to a family deal. I'm here with Ben Carroll.
Hello.
Hi, Ben. What's your real name? Is it really Carroll, or was that changed for something, like Davidowitz or
it's
something?
It's Shecky
like that?
DeVille is my real name.
Shecky DeVille. Yes. Okay, that's like the Johnny Carson name.
Yes.
Stinky Frogheimer or something? Well, Ben Carroll's going to be the engineer and sidekick, so to speak, on the show, and we're going to have a great show. I got lots of stuff, as you can imagine, and I got a first caller. I assume he knows how to work the phones, right?
I think so.
Oh, God, I hope so. Here we go. Since you're the first caller today, Ben Carroll will be over at your house to wash your car. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mike from St. James.
Hi, Mike. What's going on?
Hey, I've got a question about Obamacare, something that I haven't ever heard discussed. Do people that use illegal drugs, do they get coverage, and are we subsidizing health care for them under Obamacare, do you know?
Are you the guy from Cherryville?
No.
No, okay. Just curious. You sound like some guy in Cherryville. Anyways, I would guess that they do. I don't think there's any drug checks to treat people, you know, before you get onto Obamacare. I would bet that there is.
You can imagine what that's going to do. That's wrong.
Well, yeah, it's like testing people who are on welfare for drugs. And that's not happening. I think there was there was something going on about that in Florida. The governor, Scott, wanted that passed, but I don't believe it was.
Well, the difference is, you know, like people have proposed drug testing for public assistance. That, you know, that's if the worst, you know, you could say that's going fishing. But if somebody goes into an ER or doctor's office, I mean, there's no doubt that they've been taking illegal drugs in some cases. So, you know, that's not an invasion of privacy. They're revealing it then.
Heck, if you're in Colorado, you can go in there high, drunk, whatever, and get, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a fading issue. I'm sorry to say that, but it's true.
Yeah, well, so. that was my fear, but I just had never heard anybody explicitly say that.
All right. Well, Mike, I'm sure it's not in the law, and you can bet it's not. But anyways, thanks for the call. You are the first caller on the new Dave Weinbaum Show. The number is 364-0800 or Star KTTR.
Oh, yeah.
On your AT&T phone.
I forgot what that was. Yeah, I knew that was Lee's thing. I'm going to write that down so I've got it ready to go.
You know, I get that memorized. That's the one thing I've done in 5 years is memorize that thing. And I don't know when I'll tell you what I told last hour during the morning marriage show is that And by the way, I'm grateful to be at this station because I put in 5 years of hard work, 5 years and 1 month of pretty hard work.
Right.
I asked a couple of years into the show, do you think I can get paid for this? And Pig Vomit, Mike Thompson, said to me, he says, you know, sure, Dave, we'll pay you. The day that Niagara Falls freezes over. And if you look on my website, you can see a picture of what happened yesterday. Niagara Falls froze over.
Well,
guess what? I held them to their
promise. I was going
to
say, yeah.
And now I'm actually a producer and a radio talk show host as a professional,
yeah,
as they say. Which doesn't mean much. It's just a little bit of a title. And I want to thank all the people here at the station for their faith in me. And Robert Mahaffey, the owner, and Pig Vomit, Mike Thompson, for having a little faith in me. And Lee Burr for helping me out. And Bill Bates. And who else? Oh, there's a phone.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, please answer it. Yeah, thank you. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jean from Rolla.
Hi, Jean. What's going on?
The gentleman that asked about the drug, whether you'd be eligible for Obamacare, that is part of what everybody's going to pay for because part of the increased cost are for rehab, alcohol and abuse, substance abuse rehab, as well as having 68-year-old women pay for maternity benefits.
Exactly. You know, they found out, somebody did a study and compared the Walmart insurance that they had for their employees, and they compared it to Obamacare. The Walmart plan is better coverage than Obamacare and costs one-third, on average, the cost of Obamacare. Plus, the Walmart plan does not eliminate places like Mayo Clinic and the Cleveland Clinic and all these other great places to get health care that Obamacare cuts out.
Exactly. And the Cancer Centers of America will also be eliminated.
There you go.
And there will be a non-medical panel that will even decide whether you are worthwhile.
Or as we call it,
or not.
So as Sarah Palin calls it.
It's a mess, and I don't see, I think we're stuck with it, but I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, as Sarah Palin called it back in 2009 and was eviscerated for. I can use that twice in 2 hours. Eviscerated for, that was that's death panels right there.
Right.
So, well, here we go. Man, this is great. I'll tell you what, I put this out on Facebook and I got tons of response. Twitter and Facebook, my goodness. By the way, and if you want to friend me on Facebook, go ahead and do it. And, I'll be right with you, sir.
Yes,
I'll be right with
you.
Hold on. Boy, this guy's eager. And also.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hold on.
Hang on a second.
All right, I'm doing a show here. What do you think this is? I'm doing a show. Hold on.
All right. This is Dave, ain't it?
Yeah.
How you doing this morning, Dave?
I guess I'm going to talk to you now.
Yep.
I'm good. How are you? Who is this? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Jerry from Cuba.
Hi, Jerry. What's going on, man?
Well, I just got a question. You don't have to answer it, but are you really dating that Lisa Strauser? Doc Strauser's daughter?
What was your first clue when I said Lisa Strauser 3 weeks in a row?
There's not too many Strausers around this area.
I know.
Russ, you know, and Lisa and Doc Strauser, so I thought that might... Tell you what, she's very charming, very lovely young lady. Good looker, too. You must have something going under the hood there.
I tell you what, man, it's, she's a great looking gal. She's a great gal. And, her eyesight is a little bad, which is really going good for me. So, it works out.
Good for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that, social advice.
Y'all have a good day.
On my show. Thank you very much. oh man. Where's this show going to? Hey, come on, this is a political talk show. Well, you know, it's my fault I bring it up, and it's not good, so I gotta get back to the, you know, we're 10 minutes into the program already, but I feel like, you know what, we can relax a little bit now.
Okay.
But I'm not gonna relax.
Oh, okay.
I'm determined to get to the subjects. I never get through all the stuff that I put on. And look at this list.
That's
I've got 16 things we can talk about, and there's more.
All right.
Okay, I think it's Robert Gates. I'll get this out first. Go ahead and hit the button.
Well, do you want to hold on?
No, you hold the button. Hit the button.
Okay.
Okay, so this is why we should plan this stuff beforehand. All right, we got Robert Gates, the ex-Secretary of Defense under Obama, who just threw Obama and Biden under the bus, saying Biden was wrong in every foreign policy thing he's ever talked about. When Biden was interviewed in 2008, he said, thank God we have Robert Gates to lead us at the Department of Defense. And I'll tell you the other things he said about Obama and Hillary. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Anonymous.
Anonymous, okay. Hi, Anonymous. What can I do
Hi.
For you?
I have three things. One, the first, the one guy that said about testing for illegal drugs if you go on public assistance. What about the people who are alcoholics or are addicted to gambling and spend all their money on that stuff?
All right, what's your next?
And the next thing is check out the military. They're already turning people away from their hospitals at 65.
What reason?
Don't ask
me. Is that Obamacare, you think?
Medicare B.
Okay.
Keep part of it, part of your
all right, ma'am, and
benefits
what you,
that were guaranteed.
What you, Anon? I'll call you Anon for short. What's your what's your third thing?
Pardon?
What's your third thing? You had three things.
Oh, the third thing was yesterday I was listening to Hannity and Rush,
mm-hmm.
and it seemed to me that they were defending Christie for doing exactly the same thing that they're attacking Obama for. And Obama says, I don't know anything about this. And they say he's inefficient, blah, 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 which they're right. But then Christie says, I don't know anything about that. And they say, oh, well, he's okay. He didn't know anything. What's the difference?
Well, I think that...
Bad politics is bad politics.
I think the difference is that... that Christie came out and took responsibility for it and apologized for it, the act itself. And he fired some people. Obama has yet to fire anybody that I know of.
Ah, but people are fired just to be scapegoats.
Well, we don't know that for sure. We you know, according to Christie, he was lied to. Now, here's a guy who was a ex-attorney general who has been in a court of law and knows that if he now gets caught in a lie, lying about this subject, he's toast. So, you know, I will respect and his word until he's proven guilty, because he's got to know that that's, if that happens, he's done. And you don't get that to say, who got fired for Benghazi, where four Americans died? Who was fired from the IRS when they're going after conservatives?
Just because somebody fires somebody doesn't mean that they're not guilty.
I understand that. We'll see. This is gonna be investigated a lot further than that. That's why I'm not making a conclusion on it, other than the fact that he got out there, he got in front of the press, and gave like a 2-hour press conference, he wore out the press. So listen, Anon, thank you for the call, and I appreciate it. You have a great weekend, and we have another caller.
Yeah, we do.
We do, yes. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name, where are you calling from?
I'm Rob from Waynesville, Missouri.
Hi Rob, what's going on, man?
Hey there, a couple things with the young lady that just called in. What she's talking about is the military hospital, and she obviously has TRICARE from being a dependent, and TRICARE is a form of insurance, so she can go to regular civilian hospitals, and they primarily use the hospital on post there. For active duty people there. That's what she's talking about. They're not denying coverage. It's just you can get coverage or you can get your services elsewhere. But what I was just listening to that, but she was just a little confused there.
All right.
But on a political basis, I mean, it's the left-wing media that is really at fault in a lot of things, because they try to twist different stories, even back with the Aurora shooting. If you remember that, the person's name who, I don't remember his name, but the person who was doing the shooting, there was a man in the Tea Party with the exact same name. CNN, MSNBC, and all these other mainstream for about 6 hours, they were advertising that the shooter was a Tea Party member.
Yeah.
And they just stopped it once they found out they were wrong. They didn't do a retraction or anything. They just stopped it.
Yeah, and here you got Christie getting out there in front of everybody, in front of the world, saying, I'm the governor, and this was horrible, and I apologize. He apologized about 30 times and said, look, I took action. I didn't know what happened.
The media will cover up for the left wing.
Well, of course they will.
With the Clintons. I mean, you're old enough to know Whitewater and what Whitewater was about with the Clintons, and the fact that my mother-in-law, she's a left-wing black jaw, and she made a comment about it.
Oh, my God. Do you ever call her that?
Yeah.
She
doesn't talk to me very much.
I don't want to be sitting around the Thanksgiving dinner table with you guys.
Oh,
actually, it's kind of painful for people to be sitting around me Thanksgiving, too. So. What'd you say about that?
Yeah, we had 38 people at our Thanksgiving.
Wow.
So we had a crowd. Right. But her little crowd sits in their little corner there. But I'm very concerned. My parents and grandparents were all Democrats. And all four of us kids are all conservative Republicans.
Well, there's hope for us anyways. There's hope for us. There's hope. All right, thanks for the call. You have a great weekend. We're going to take our first break here because I love me some sponsors. And this, I could not have gotten a deal from this station if I didn't have sponsors, believe me. So I would like you to do me a favor. And when you go out to buy something, think about who sponsors this show. If you go out to buy a car, you know, Fairground Chevrolet, if you're going to go to a dentist, Henry Antelec at Forum Dental, going to a dry cleaner, Mitt Desai over there on that Forum Drive there. And, you know, I want you to, Matt Steakhouse, I mean, you know, these are people who they're putting their money where my big mouth is, and they made the show. Of course, your listeners made the show because, but do me a favor, go there and shop, would you please? This is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
100% freshly grilled egg whites, extra lean Canadian bacon, and smooth white cheddar on whole grain English muffin. Only 250 calories. Stay warm with a McDonald's McCafe drink. Choose from delicious hot chocolate, fresh brewed coffee, mocha, or latte. And for a limited time, feed the family with a 20-piece chicken McNuggets for only $5. Available only at your locally owned McDonald's in St. James, St. Robert, Waynesville, and 2 in Rolla.
Now, does that sound like you trying to fix your own electrical problems? Well, if it does, it's time to call ABG Industrial. ABG has qualified, certified, and insured technicians who specialize in commercial and industrial electric, from new construction to lot lighting maintenance. So remember, if it's commercial electrical work that you need done by people you can trust, call ABG Industrial, 578-7451. ABG Electrical Contractor, where electrical work is simple as ABG. Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might just to get home, just to get hassled by the man? Well, if you said yes, we've got the fix for you. Gar Truck and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Truck and Equipment, located behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized International and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventive maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Truck and Equipment. Keep the man off your... Have you ever been to a real liquor store? No, I'm not talking about the liquor section at your grocery store. If you haven't been to Lucas Liquor off Manchester and Ellisville, then you don't know what you're missing. Lucas Liquor wants to help you wow your guests at your upcoming parties and events with their amazing selection of top-shelf choices at not-so-top-shelf prices. The amazing staff at Lucas Liquor will help you find the perfect spirit selection to make your next event top-notch without breaking your bank. Curbside service and weekly tastings, too. Give them a try today. Lucas Liquor in Ellisville.
What he has done is to take away the financial structure underneath it. The reason the insurers are apoplectic about what's just happened is because he has now told a whole class of people, you don't have to be in the exchanges. And these are people who are probably the healthier and the younger ones who are going to be outside of the exchanges, which means that the cost to insurers of people left in the exchanges is going to be exorbitant. And there's also no way he's going to be able to hold the line on this. If you're exempting people who had insurance and were canceled, and you're exempting them from the fine and the requirement of getting insurance, there's no way that you can require and fine people who didn't have insurance in the past. The insurers understand that they are going to be completely ruined. There's only one way out. A huge government bailout of the insurers is waiting at the end of next year. And that's an issue that Republicans ought to focus on right now.
That's Charles Krauthammer, who is probably the best political analyst in the world today, who I am honored to know, by the way, and also honored to be on the Jewish World Review with Charles. I'm not on there today, but I was on there 2 days ago, and actually had a double.
my column, which was, and you can find this on my website, DaveWeinbaum.com, W-E-I-N-B-A-U-M, which I would like Ben to go to if you could.
I have.
Have you? And I want you to look at the gals I got up
there. Oh, you want it right now? Up. Okay.
Yeah, and see what's on there. I thought it was going to be Steve-O today, but it's you, but you'll get the gist. But there's something really funny on there, which I'm not going to tell you what it is. But, my column is Let Tea Party Principles Spur GOP to Victory in 14. And what I'm trying to get across is that we've got to stand tall. We no more wimps. We can't run with wimps. We can't win with wimps. Even Lee Burr knows that. Even Lee Burr knows that John McCain is an idiot. Now, he wouldn't have said, I know he got that from the show. I know it. And saying Sarah Palin, well, she might be a candidate. He kept saying, oh, she's stupid, she's an idiot, and that. Everything she said came true. Everything the Obama administration does is a lie. Everything. And they won't face the public. You know, they got the IRS scandal, right? And they're supposed to put somebody in charge of that? Well, they put a major donor of Obama in charge of the investigation on why they're going after conservative groups. And it's a total non-starter. This is the kind of cooperation Congress gets when they're looking into your IRS, who is getting more and more like the Gestapo every single day. If you want to call the show, 364-0800 or Star KTTR.
Yeah, I was ready.
I
was ready.
No, you were hesitating.
No.
I didn't want
to. I was ready.
Okay, well, we'll do it again. All right, call 364-0800 or
Star KTTR.
On your, I don't even. See, there you go. On your AT&T phone.
AT&T, all right.
Write it down. Hello. All right, we're having fun today on the new Dave Weinbaum show. I love me this show. You know, I was so excited yesterday that I was happy all day, and then you get tired, and I couldn't go to sleep.
Right.
I got 4 hours of sleep last night, which is a little bit less than I usually get, but I'm juiced right now. By the time I get off of this show, I'm going to collapse probably into a heap and take a long nap, which I can't do because I got things I got to do. All right. Yeah, just go ahead and hit it and wave at me. All right. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Dave. This is Danny from St. James. How are you? I'm great. I just wanted to chime in a little bit on Obamacare. First of all, I just wanted to let it know that it's completely unconstitutional, 100%.
Why do you say it's unconstitutional when the Supreme Court says it's constitutional?
You don't force anybody to have anything. The government should have no hand in medical anything.
Well, John Roberts ruled that as a tax, you can. I'll tell you why it's unconstitutional.
I think it is.
I agree with you, but I don't
Americans to have.
You can tax the American people.
Afterwards, it's a tax, which I think they voted if you could vote that it's a tax, that it would be different, correct?
Well, I'm not sure. Say that once more, please. All right, here's my take on this. If as Supreme Court Justice Roberts, Chief Justice, said that the mandate is not a mandate, but it's a tax, when the Obama administration didn't argue that at all, let's say it is a tax. Okay, fine. Because that's the way he ruled it. But if it's a tax, the Supreme Court has no right to tax you. Barack Obama, the executive branch, has no right to tax you. That only can come out of Congress. This was never passed as a tax. It was passed as a mandate. So what should be happening, and there are lawsuits going up there, and I even tried to convince the evil bastard that we should commit a lawsuit to this, it should be that this has to go back to Congress and be passed as a tax to be legal. That's why it's unconstitutional. And there are lawsuits going up there like that now. My lawyer,
EB,
even said, well, I don't think it's going to happen, but I think it's a darn good case. So that's why it's unconstitutional. Do you agree with that? Hello, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm sorry. Yeah, I do agree with that.
What are you doing? Right. Are you making breakfast or something while you're talking to me?
No, I'm driving. I'm driving down the road.
Okay. All right, well, listen, you have a great weekend, and thank you very much, and don't get in any accidents. You know, it's hard to...
We'll try not to, sir.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T phone.
So we have Obama's Department of Defense Secretary, Robert Gates, a very distinguished fellow, by the way, who was a CIA at one time, and he worked for all sorts of different presidents, both Republican and not. A pretty well-respected guy. And he's saying about Obama that, you know, this guy never believed in his own Afghanistan policies, which was a surge. And here we go. He didn't want to do it. He wasn't committed to it. And he had trouble getting along with the military folks, the generals and such. Fired McChrystal. Told off, what's his name? The guy starts with a P. I forget his name. We had the affair. What's his name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks. You're helping me out. Yeah, you know, the guy that was caught up in the affair with the young military gal. And he was scolded by Obama and stuff like that. And they both voted against the surge in the Bush situation. Hillary did anyways. And he witnessed Hillary saying to Obama, you know, I didn't really mean about that vote against the surge in 2007. That was just political so that I could, you know, face you in the primaries. And so, you know, Hillary was indicted by this guy Gates because, you know what, they're playing around with the wives of our military, for God's sakes. You know, Bush, you could say, well, he was. No, he wasn't. He thought he was doing the right thing. If you are just after 9/11 and you've got the UN and every country in the world saying that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction, including Saddam, who signed an agreement to get rid of and account for his weapons of mass destruction, you would have gone in there too. And it was voted yes by 29 out of 50 Democrats in the Senate, including John Kerry, including Hillary, including all sorts of Democrats. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're on the air.
If it's me, you're thinking about Petraeus.
Ah, thank you. Petraeus.
You're
Yes, there you go. And they called him Betrayus. They mocked him. All right, thanks for that. I appreciate
I knew
that.
It was right there, Dave.
Got another call.
I thought he said if it was me you're talking about. Is Petraeus. Is General Petraeus listening to this show? How cool. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin the liberal. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for all your representation of Barack Hussein Obama over the years.
Representation of the Democratic Party.
Say what?
Not just Obama, the representation of anybody.
I'm sorry, you're the head of the DNC?
Oh, I ain't the head of the DNC, I'm just the head of my opinion.
You're head of your opinion?
Yeah, the head
of
my opinion.
Okay, give me your... what is your opinion this morning? What about
my opinion this morning? Well, I was just calling in one thing about the guy that called in earlier to your show about the drug testing people.
Yes.
You know, I am not on any kind of assistance, and I think it's BS to even mention that. You know, people talk about the government infringing upon people's rights. You know, that is a definite infringement. If you want to make drug testing mandatory to go get a driver's license, it'll be mandatory.
What about our rights? What about our rights as taxpayers to have, whose money is going towards welfare, by the way? What about our rights not to have people who are stoned and high just going out there and spending money on more drugs and other stuff? Don't we have rights as taxpayers, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here.
Well, I got to, you know, listen, it's a little, I can't explain it. Just, I got an engineer hasn't done the show, and, we're working out the kinks, so to speak. So.
Okay.
Okay,
we're still connected.
Right.
But, you know, the other thing about George Bush and the war in Iraq, y'all can defend that until eternity ends.
Mm.
There was no reason of attacking Iraq. Anybody, I sat here in 2001 when the attack happened on 9/11.
Yeah.
And they talked about wanting to go to war in Afghanistan. I was gung-ho for it. Yes, go in there, we'll pass. Because that's where the terrorists were at. Did Iraq attack the United States? No. The United States attacked Iraq. It's the first time in this country's history.
Well, no, it's not exactly so.
Shut him down.
All right, that's not exactly so because we had a war with Iraq, I believe, in 1991. And Saddam Hussein agreed to certain things in order to have that peace, which was in order for the U.S. to withdraw.
And one of those was to account for and destroy his weapons of mass destruction. Okay, so after 2001, when we just have this attack, and we don't know who's going to get us next, and there's weapons of mass destruction, and Saddam Hussein has kept the UN out for 4 years, not only did you have Republicans concerned about this, but you had quotes all over the Clinton administration, including Hillary, telling us that we need to go out and take out Saddam Hussein, who surely has weapons of mass destruction. So go ahead and explain that, Kevin, please. Go ahead.
Hello? Are you hearing me?
Now okay, I am, yes.
All the explanations in the world, were we attacked by them? No.
Yes, we were.
I've said this since the very beginning. It was a BS reason.
Okay.
We got over 4,000 Americans.
We weren't attacked by Afghanistan either.
Yes, we were. That's
no,
where
we
the training camps come from.
Yeah.
That's exactly where those men were trained at.
Right, but that wasn't the government of Afghanistan.
It wasn't the country of Afghanistan we attacked. We went after the Taliban who was residing inside of their country. Did we not?
Well, we attacked Afghanistan.
We did not attack Afghanistan. We did not attack the country, the government of Afghanistan. We went in there with Afghanistan to attack the Taliban.
Well, that's debatable.
Did we not?
Say that again?
Did we not attack the Taliban in Afghanistan? We didn't go attack the government of Afghanistan.
Well, I mean,
there's no well about it. It's a yes or no answer.
Well, yeah, we attacked Afghanistan.
We attacked the Taliban in Afghanistan.
Okay, we attacked Afghanistan.
Did we not?
We attacked Afghanistan.
No, we did not. Did
sure.
We attack
just
Taliban
like just
in
like in Pakistan. Just
goes.
Like in Pakistan, we didn't have permission to attack Afghanistan
well,
in the first place.
A totally different question.
We
here.
Did not
you
have permission to attack Afghanistan.
With Iraq and Afghanistan
from, in the first place. Now, Pakistan, why did we attack Osama bin Laden? In do we have permission from the Pakistani government to go in there and attack and kill Osama bin Laden? No. But we did it. Do we have permission to go in and attack people in Yemen? No, but we do it. Huh?
Justifications you try to make on your show about your opinion is BS.
Okay, thank you for that.
The deal with Afghanistan.
Thank you for that analysis, by the way.
That's what it is. It is a bunch of BS because when you're trying to justify the fact that going in after Osama bin Laden with him being in Pakistan.
Fine. Why did Hillary and John Kerry and John Edwards and a whole bunch of people vote to go into the war with George Bush and the Republicans way back in 2000 and whatever? Why did they vote to do that? I think it was 2003. Why did they vote with the Republicans then?
I don't know why they voted.
Well, they must have had a reason. They're not stupid, are they?
I would have voted for it, and I would have said the same thing. If anybody thought that Saddam Hussein was going to allow terrorists to reside in his country, you're a damn fool.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then all those people were fools. Then you just called the majority of the Democratic senators and your next Democratic candidate for 2016 for presidency a damn fool. You know that, right?
All the Republicans that voted to go to war in Iraq were damn fools, too.
Okay, fine.
Go to war in Afghanistan with the Afghanistan government to get rid of the Taliban. That was a good move by Bush.
Okay.
Going into Iraq was the biggest waste of American lives in the history of this country.
Do you know that 74% of the GIs in Afghanistan that were killed came after Obama had the surge that he didn't want to do, according to Robert Gates, his Secretary of Defense?
What does that have to do with them being killed over there? That's all.
It has to do with being political. And looking at polls instead of doing their jobs. All right, Kevin, thank you very much.
Okay.
Call me next week. I love you, Kevin. Get off my line. And I get another caller. Oh, Kevin is fun. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Bob calling from Cuba.
Hi, Bob. What's up, man?
Man, Kevin, he's got to get off back too late. If you'll remember back, President Bush would not go to war without taking it back to the House and the Congress. And that's when Hillary Clinton and all of them voted to go.
You got it.
And whether they was terrorists or there or not, Saddam Hussein was a freaking terrorist himself. And if I ain't mistaken, President Obama just threatened to go into a country because they had gas in the people. We found graves of thousands of people for Saddam Hussein had gas himself.
That's right.
Kevin is a freaking idiot.
Well,
as long as he keeps drinking the Kool-Aid, these other people, this country's going to hell in a handbasket.
And you remember, Obama threatened unilaterally to go into Syria. Did you mention that?
Exactly right.
To go after their weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah.
Okay, he was going to do it.
You know, but Kevin, he don't want to see that.
Well, of course not. Well, okay. All right, well, thank you very much, Bob, and we'll look forward to your Senate run here pretty soon. I appreciate it, Bob. We have another caller. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
And by the way, Syria is destroying their weapons right now out of the Mediterranean Sea.
Thanks to the Russians. Yes.
Uh-huh. And the United States has got the destroyer going.
Kevin.
Have a good day.
Kevin, thank you very much. All right, we try to get one caller. I mean, I got other callers, so you guys can't keep calling me back, all right? But if you do want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
KTTR on your AT&T phone.
All right, you know what? We're going to take our next break.
We'll do that.
Oh, this is fun. I could do this all day, you know?
Yeah.
All right, caller, call back. I got to take a break. I got sponsors, you know, and thank goodness that I do. This is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Visit your local State Farm agent, Kirk Moore, located at 1007 Hauk Drive in Rolla. Fairground Auto Plaza in Rolla wants to thank you for a great 2013 and are now offering preferred pricing on every new vehicle in stock. For a limited time, you can save thousands at Fairground Auto Plaza's preferred pricing event. Fairground Auto Plaza has top quality pre-owned vehicles at prices you can afford. New or pre-owned with over 8 acres to choose from, they've got the vehicle you're looking for. Come see them today. Fairground Auto Plaza at 100 Fairgrounds Road in Rolla. On the web, fairgroundgm.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Sometimes you're just too busy to do the laundry. Or, well, you just don't want to. Either way is fine by Forum Cleaners. Just bring them your clothes and household items, or you can drop them off at one of their easy drop locations at Studio K in St. James or Hayes Shoe Store in Cuba. Forum Cleaners accepts all major credit cards, and they offer same-day cleaning, alterations, and they can clean items such as wedding gowns, band and choir uniforms, and they're also agents of Ram Leather Care of St. Louis for all your leather cleaning needs. Call Forum Cleaners today at 364-1114 and leave the cleaning to them.
Has your rock rolled away? Does your driveway have more cracks than the Grand Canyon? Does your entryway require a four-wheel drive? Well, if it's time you need new pavement, new concrete, or just more gravel poured for your driveway, road, or construction project, call the guys at Melrose Asphalt today at 364-9101. Let them rock and roll your world today. Melrose Asphalt, 364-9101.
Truckers, are you tired of working your tail off and trying with all your might just to get home, just to get hassled by the man? Well, if you said yes, we've got the fix for you. Gar Truck and Equipment is the name, and getting you home safe and legal is their game. Gar Truck and Equipment, located behind McDonald's in St. James, your authorized International and Cummins dealer, certified with Class 6, 7, and 8 trucks. From trailer work to DOT and state inspections and general and preventive maintenance, they'll get you back on the road to making money without the hassle. Remember the name. It's Gar Truck and Equipment. Keep the man off your... Have you ever been to a real liquor store? No, I'm not talking about the liquor section at your grocery store. If you haven't been to Lucas Liquor off Manchester and Ellisville, then you don't know what you're missing. Lucas Liquor wants to help you wow your guests at your upcoming parties and events with their amazing selection of top-shelf choices at not-so-top-shelf prices. The amazing staff at Lucas Liquor will help you find the perfect spirit selection to make your next event top-notch without breaking your bank. Curbside service and weekly tastings, too. Give them a try today. Lucas Liquor in Ellisville.
Congressman, what do you think the New York Times got wrong?
Well, first of all, Dana, I want to congratulate the New York Times. It only took 15 months for them to figure out how to spell Benghazi. I'll tell you two things they got wrong. Number one, the video was translated into Arabic in early September of 2012. What in the world explains the violence in Benghazi prior to the video being translated and released?
Our consulate was attacked. The British ambassador was almost assassinated. The International Red Cross was attacked twice in Benghazi. So if the video is really the impetus for the violence, what in the world explains the violence prior to the release of the video? Secondarily, whether it was Al-Qaeda or a subsidiary, to quote Hillary Clinton, what difference does it make? Who cares whether or not it was Al-Qaeda proper or a subsidiary? Four Americans are dead, and it wasn't a spontaneous reaction to a video. It was planned.
And that's the difference between what you're seeing in New Jersey with Governor Christie and his two-hour presser, where he wore out the press, literally, versus these guys, Hillary and Obama. We still don't know. We still do not know where our president was during the night of the Benghazi attack. And he will not face the press to answer the questions on that. We don't know. How is that? How do we know everything about Governor Christie the day after he finds out about it, and nothing about Benghazi from our president, where he was that night? And it's been a year and a half. Almost 2 years now. Going on, well, about a year and a half. Anyways, I've got a caller, I think. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dave, my name is Rick, and I'm from Cuba.
Thank you for holding, sir.
I just wanted to let Kevin know that I own a small trucking company, and the federal government requires me to drug test every one of my drivers. So they already are making taxpaying citizens give urine samples to go to work.
So would you say...
Which is very understandable. So I don't think it's out of the question for the people receiving our tax dollars to have to pass a drug test to get the money.
It seems pretty logical to me. I mean, anyone else have a problem with that? Really? Give me a call, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T phone.
All right,
thank
there you go.
Sir.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate that. Have a good weekend. You want to call the show now, you got the numbers, so you call me up and let me know what you think. Because this show is all about the callers. I think the callers make the show, quite frankly. And we get callers from all over this area. You know, we got a potential audience of close to 300,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something going on because we get a lot of callers. We get a lot of interest from the sponsors. Hopefully you're spending money at the sponsors that we have here because they're all patriots. And because it takes a little, it takes a little chutzpah, little guts to sponsor a show like this. Because you know what? There are people that disagree with us. But we love people like Kevin coming on the show, and I want more of them to tell me what I'm doing wrong, what I'm saying wrong. And if I agree with you, I will tell you so. I'm not perfect. I don't have perfect solutions. But I certainly am not going to sit back and listen to garbage and not respond. So if you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T phone.
All right, so we've got the Governor Christie situation, and it's, the press is just going to excoriate him, another word for destroy him, unlike what you see in the press handling the Obama situations and all his scandals, the IRS and Benghazi and Fast and Furious. Oh, you can go on. Oh, now you got this guy who was defending a convicted cop killer. Black guy killed white cop way back in the 1980s, and this guy defended this cop killer, and now he's going to be made the head of the Civil Rights Division in the Justice Department. Thank you, Eric Holder. How's that? Cool, huh? You like that, Ben?
It's interesting.
And furthermore, Eric Holder now has directed our schools that blacks and other minorities need to be lightened up on. In other words, you can't discipline them. Like, you know, they're walking around places like New York, St. Louis, Detroit, and they're just hitting white people at random. They're just going up and whacking old white people and Jewish people in New York at random. Now, a white person tried to reverse it and hit a black person, and he was charged with a hate crime. To this date, I don't believe any black person has been charged with a hate crime. Why? Why is that?
Very good question.
I don't get this. Anyway, you want to call the show, I got any answers, 364-0800.
or *KTTR* on your AT&T phone.
Now, I normally don't like to do stories about my business, which, as you probably know, is McDonald's hamburgers.
I'm a fan.
But I know you are. McRib fan.
Yes,
that's for sure. And I believe me, I appreciate it, too. And I also appreciate the fact that you actually did not run me over the other day in front of Walmart.
I knew you were going to bring it up.
You know, although you tried. God knows you tried. You know, you cross the street and it's ice out there, and all of a sudden I'm in the middle of the street like I'm like a deer caught in the headlights, and I see this guy bearing down on me, speeding up, and it's old Ben over there laughing his you know what off, and I don't think that's right, and I my feelings were hurt by that. Oh, and I got to point this out too. I can't go out without pointing. I got a nice little
I was going to bring it up, stack here.
I got a balloon stack for my girlfriend, Lisa Strouser. All right. Thank you, Lisa, honey. I appreciate that. And they're
nice.
They're lovely.
Says congratulations.
They're lovely. All right. And congratulations and all that stuff. So that's very nice. Anyhow, we're back to the show. But there's this Iowa science teacher, and I didn't think much of this because there's always this stuff going on. But people were sending me this, but then I saw this guy, this science teacher, Neil Cavuto, and my goodness, if we don't sign him up as a company, he's like 10 times better than Jared because he knows what he's talking about. They did a science experiment in his class in Iowa, and he let the kids pretty much design it, and he was the guinea pig. He was an overweight guy with high cholesterol. So they decided to see what a full diet of McDonald's would do for this guy.
I'm an example right here.
2,000. No, and I think there's a little lack of control there. Just a little. Like me. But they put him on a 2,000 a day calorie diet.
Okay.
And he walked every day. And after 90 days, he lost 37 pounds. And about 50 off of his cholesterol.
Really?
His cholesterol is normal.
Yeah.
From high to normal. And it wasn't that he was choosing all fat products or all really good, you know, like salads and stuff like that. And the oatmeal, you know, he was choosing egg white McMuffins, and he was choosing later on in the day he might have some ice cream.
Right.
And he might have an extra value meal, including french fries.
Hmm.
And for dinner. Okay. But he kept it at 2,000 calories
right.
a day. Apparently he was satisfied, and the guy lost weight, and he's healthy. So take that, food nuts.
Yeah.
And for those of you who think this is you know, bad food, this is great stuff. I've served on the purchasing committee for a lot of years, and it's the best you can have. Now, I see I've done a commercial for myself, and I didn't mean to do that, but it was just interesting to see all the, I put it on Facebook and all the people, some were whining about it, others weren't, you know, and it was kind of an interesting argument. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Mike from Rolla.
Hi Mike, what's going on, man?
I just heard you talking about some McDonald's food and the guy eating it for 90 days.
Yeah.
How many calories are in a Big Mac?
I don't know. It's on their menu board. I don't know. I don't know off my head.
Hello?
You gotta turn it back. I want to talk.
It was up.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can barely hear you.
Barely hear me. What's that? What's the problem with there?
I believe it's not on our end.
Okay.
It's fine now. I can hear you fine.
Okay, great. All right. I don't know, honestly, what they,
you
what
don't
it
know
is.
How many McDonald's do you own?
I own, let's see. I gotta think about that too. I own six and my son owns one. Yes, I do not have them memorized, but they're all over the store if you want to go look in the store. It's right on the menu too.
No, I understand that. I was just wondering how easy it would be to only eat 2,000 calories a day if you only ate at McDonald's. It'd be kind of tough.
Well, the guy does it, and he did it every day, and it's pretty verified. So give
right.
it a try.
So many,
hey,
so how many people that eat at McDonald's would eat as consciously as that guy and keep their intake at 2,000 calories?
It depends on your choice. It's a matter of the whole point of this thing is it's a matter of choice. You know, if you can't control yourself, well, you know, like some people
so,
in this room.
So what about like
us,
seat belts, things like that?
What's that?
Is seat belts, things like that, is that a choice?
What? Seat belts?
Yeah.
Oh, seat belts.
Yeah, seat belts keep people
well,
safe.
Well,
right?
apparently in this state it's a law. In some
it
other
is.
States I believe it's a law, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
yeah.
What's your point? What's your point?
Do you think that it should be a law to wear a seat belt?
No. But for your kids, yeah.
Just for kids, okay.
Yeah.
What about kids eating McDonald's? Do you think there should be some kind of restrictions to that?
Okay, well, thank you. Well, it's up to everyone else, and no, I don't think so. I think that's a parental decision. And I have another caller. Thank you very much for your challenging conversation.
550 calories, by the way.
It's a Big Mac.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for discovering that. Thank you. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Dave, this is Tom from Cherryville.
Hi, Tom. I got you mixed up with a guy who sounded like you from St. James.
I heard that. Kevin was finally actually right about something for once. I mean, absolutely right. This country had no business invading Iraq or any of the other countries that they keep invading and all the wars they got going on all over the globe. What it's really about is to feed the military-industrial complex, and that's why both Democrats and Republicans were for it, because they are all major stockholders in the military-industrial complex, and they get rich off of your sons and daughters getting killed in war. And that's what it's about, and Kevin was absolutely right. It's the first and only time I've ever agreed with him, but I absolutely agree with him this time.
So what should we have done, let's say, in the when Japan attacked us back in 1941? Was that a legitimate way to go to war?
Should have put a stop to it before it happened, because Roosevelt...
You're not answering the question.
Roosevelt,
what should we have... I know. I don't want to hear about what happened before. I realize there was a lot of things happening before that. But we were attacked in 1941, December 7th. What should have been our response?
The response should have been, when they first broke the code and knew a week ahead of time before the attack, they should have done something to prevent it. But Roosevelt wanted us to enter...
What should they have done? Preemptive strike?
The military-industrial complex. This
what should we have done?
It's been a legitimate war since 1812.
What should we have done in Japan? If we broke the code a week before, what should we have done?
Well, I'm not a military general.
Okay, all right. Well, they're probably, you're saying, like, all wars are wrong because it's a military complex.
They could.
All right, well.
Other than just allow them to attack, and that's what Roosevelt did, was just simply allow them to attack for an excuse to enter the war. To feed
okay.
the military-industrial complex, which is what all wars have always been about ever since, the only last legitimate one, like I said, was 1812.
All right, well, thanks for your opinion, Tom.
When the South was trying to defend itself against the invading Yankees that come in and murdered all the women and children and everybody else down there.
Okay, well, thanks for your opinion, Tom. You have a good weekend. Thank you, appreciate it. And if you want to call the show, it'll pine 364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T phone.
All right, so we're back to the show. And by the way, this show, we used to get really hurried about this time. Guess what? We're going for another, like, 40 minutes. Lee told me we were going to 10:35 today.
No, 10:30.
No, he said 10:35.
Well, because...
Lee said 10:35. I believe Lee.
Well,
Lee would not lie to me.
I am disagreeing with Lee, because we have the garage sale at 10:35,
yeah.
And we got to do news and... Here it shows 10:30, but we can do whatever.
All right, well, that's what Lee told me, you know. Why would he say that to me?
I don't know.
Anyways, you got a man who killed his stepfather with an atomic wedgie. You know what an atomic wedgie is?
Unfortunately, I do.
That's incredible. He killed his stepfather. Some 30-year-old punk killed his stepfather by, first of all, he knocked him out, and then he pulled his underwear up over his head, and strangled him with the elastic band.
Wow.
Right? Man, that's what a way to go. I never heard of that before. Atomic wedgie? Man alive. All right, that brings me back to old high school days. So we got the Obama switch. We got the Obama-Democrat switch. They don't want to talk about Obamacare anymore. By the way, they say all these enrollment numbers are up. But they won't tell us where people are enrolled. And that's a sign that they're not buying this stuff. They're getting welfare. They're getting, Medicaid, Medicare, stuff like that. And, you know, Charles Krauthammer was right. If the insurance companies signed on to this deal, knowing that if they weren't making money, the government was going to make it up. And guess what that means? You're going to have a $1 trillion plus bailout again. They're going to go after raising taxes again. Their goal is to destroy this country and make it into a socialist country. In fact, some might say it's like that now. We just had a jobs report for last month. 74,000. Now, I remember one month that McDonald's had a job report of 62,000. 74,000 is the worst job signing up since about 30 years. That's how bad it is. It's horrible. Yeah, but our unemployment rate goes down. How does that happen, Weinbaum? Well, you got so many people out of the job market now that if it were at 2007 numbers, the unemployment rate would be 11.5. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, you're on the air. I guess you're not. All right. Somebody's going to be taking a drink from that one. By the way, do we have news at 10?
Yes, we do.
Okay, right so. Now. Right now, all right. Yep. There you go. I'm glad I pointed it out, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I was just about to say.
All right,
so.
We're going to take a break for the news. I'll be right back afterwards. Don't touch the dial.
Mid-Missouri's information source is News Radio KTTR-FM St. James Rolla, KTTR-AM Rolla.
Identity theft protection. The breach hurt Target's pre-Christmas sales. It lowered its fourth quarter earnings.
That I have made false statements. You and the media have challenged me to prove that these allegations are unfounded by appearing at this televised press conference and answering your questions while hooked up to a lie detector machine. First of all, I'd like to say that I'm delighted to be here. I don't mind being here. I was forced to be here.
Congressman, your opponent says that you've distorted certain facts about your background.
That is not true. I was born Philip Cabot Swarthmore III. Philip Cabot Swarthmore II. My name is Stinky Frostheimer.
Isn't it true that you won't subsidize heating bills for our senior citizens this winter?
Absolutely not. No one is more concerned about our senior citizens than I am. There may be some small cutbacks, some big cutbacks. They're going to freeze their...
The Dave Weinbaum Show is on the air.
Are we back? Are we
back? This is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman. This is Dave.
I'll blame Lieber on this.
No, you don't blame me. Are we back? Just let me know when we're back.
We're good.
Okay.
We're on.
Sorry about that, folks. This is, we're going into the championship rounds here. We've been doing the preliminaries for 5 years, over 5 years. Now we're in the championship rounds, this is new territory. You know, we haven't had to do the news and all that stuff, but it's all a bunch of excuses because you deserve the best show we can put on, but this is our first day in the expanded territory. So, hang with us, please. And if you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T phone.
What are the chances of getting calls on the sales deal?
Oh, the garage sale?
Yeah, this is not the garage sale, but don't call yet. It'll be on
at 10:35.
10:35, that's right. All righty, so back to what's going on here. And by the way, if you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your AT&T phone.
Our congressman, Jason Smith, is fighting the EPA over the $1 billion they have decided to impose upon clean coal plants in additional cost to build one, and that's they cover 80% of the power in his district, the 8th district, and this is just like Obama and Biden predicted, that your energy costs necessarily will skyrocket. I think that's a direct quote from those guys, Obama and or Biden. So Jason Smith, who I think is good, and I got to talk to him a little bit about his frustrations up there. That's tough up there. You know, they don't give him a chance to read the bills, for goodness sakes. They're supposed to vote on the bill. They're still putting the bill together. And they're demanding that these guys give an answer, yay or nay, before they vote. You know, the political whips up there. And they haven't a chance to read. They don't read the bills. Nobody reads the bills up there. Nobody. That's why we're in such a mess with this Obamacare, because nobody read the darn thing. And now we're every day, it's eking out how awful this thing is. And every day we're finding out that our president, who has broken the law already 15 times on Obamacare, will continue to break the law until somebody challenges sorry rear end and tells him, wait a minute, that's why we don't have kings in this country. That's why we have Congress. Everything he's doing with Obamacare should have been passed again by Congress. And he knows what's going to happen if it goes to Congress. It won't get passed, obviously. But he was around to destroy and had all these other people, including some rhinos, talking bad about Ted Cruz, who wanted to defund it and then delay it. And what has he done? He's delayed it. He's delayed it, the individual, not the individual mandate. The individual mandate is the only one he's kept. But businesses like me, McDonald's, we got an exemption. The union's got an exemption. Congress got an exemption. Why is Congress being subsidized? Why are we subsidizing Congress people who make $175,000? Nobody else gets a subsidy for that. You know, this is such an outrage, and it just goes to show you that we need some new leadership up there, and we need Republicans who are going to run, who are going to be tough. We need Republicans who are going to be truthful. You know, I compared it in my article, which is, by the way, right now on DaveWeinbaum.com, WEINBAUM, which is, let Tea Party principles spur GOP to victory in 14. And I talk about the Green Bay Packers, for example. Now, you know, you had the San Francisco 49ers come into the Green Bay on a below zero day. Very cold, right? Kaepernick, the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, and he's going sleeveless. I mean, what's that about? It's below zero out
there. That's a man's man.
That's a man's man. You know, and the Packers are all long sleeve guys, and that's their frozen tundra. That's their fort. And this guy showed him up.
Yeah.
And not only did he show him up, he stood up to him toe to toe, face to face, and he beat them at their own game. He beat them. All right. Now you could say, well, he had other guys on the team. Yeah, sure. They played well too. My point is that this guy stood up to the Green Bay Packers when they had no business going out there from La-Di-Da, San Francisco, to get on that frozen tundra and go sleeveless and whip these guys by running the football. Well, this is the kind of guy or gal that we need to run for office in the Republican Party. We need them as congressmen. We need them as senators and house reps. And we need them in our state capitals, and we need them running for president. We cannot afford another John McCain, who is, I hate to say it, but he's an idiot. He is an idiot. He's a well-meaning idiot, but he's an idiot. You cannot afford to have him and a guy like Romney, who I like too. But he's not a campaigner. He laid down in a fetal position for the last two debates. When he killed Obama in the first debate, I was on Facebook. I remember I said, what the heck is he doing? Why is he lying down? That's what lost the election. He's afraid. He was afraid to talk about Benghazi, of all things. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're on the air. Well, you ain't now.
Christy,
oh, yeah, you are. Go ahead. Hello?
Hey, Dave. I'm sorry for calling back again, but if you get Christy as your candidate, on the Republican ticket for 2016,
yeah,
that's the best chance for the Republican Party.
Thank you, Kevin.
This is called.
That's three calls. If you call me again, I'm coming out there. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm coming out there.
Some good intelligent callers in here today. And the best thing about it is, Christie would be the best candidate for the GOP.
Well, thank you. That's why we don't want Christie.
He's straight up front, and that's what needs to be done.
Oh, he is. I like the guy, but I don't know if he can do it either. Thank you, Kevin. Hi there. Welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chris Mallard from Hala.
You could just pick
up
what you're...
I don't know if there is any of them that ain't no much liars.
Well, you know, I'm sure there are some that aren't, but here's the deal. Democrats lie their butts off. Some Republicans do too. But there are a lot of guys, when a guy goes out there and tries to tell the truth and tries to tell it nicely, Ted Cruz, for example, he told the truth. He was not only mocked by the Democrats, he was mocked by people like Peter King, Representative Republican out of Republican, Rhino out of New York, and John McCain. I wrote a column about how great this guy Cruz was, and I called out John McCain. John McCain addressed some columnists out there, and that was me. He was mad. He wasn't mad at Ted Cruz. He was mad at the columnists who called him an appeaser. And that's exactly what he is. He's an appeaser. They are appeasing the Democrats. You don't see Democrats out there caving into Republicans, do you? You never see that. Never. You don't see Democrats hardly ever talk bad about another Democrat, no matter what they've done. But you don't see that Republicans, you know, they gather the wagons and they shoot inside to their own people in the wagons. All right, so the Democrats shoot outside. Anyway, thanks for the call, and you have a great weekend. And we have another caller. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello there. Same thing. Wow. All right, get your phone fixed and call us back. If you want to call the show, 364-0800 or...
Star KTTR on your 18.
All right, we got it now. Let's see. Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, Dave. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Senator Dan Brown from Rolla, Missouri.
Senator Dan Brown! And I got to thank you, Senator. Before you say anything, I got to thank you and your better half for calling this show and supporting us, because we are expanded now, as you know.
I do, and I think it's great. And it's been a great show today, and I wanted to tell everyone that the 97th Missouri General Assembly is session 2 is open for business. We started last Wednesday, and the governor will give his State of the State address. That's when we get his budget. We kind of know where we're going to go, what we're going to do. January the 21st, 7 p.m., in a joint session of the Missouri Assembly. And, you know, the other thing I'd like to say is I could probably not be philosophically more different than Kevin from St. James, but I want Kevin to know, and folks that may be of like beliefs and values, if they run into problems, I'm their senator. I represent them in Jefferson City. And if they have an issue that we can help them with, every resource of our office will be used to help any of the constituents in the 16th district. That's how we run the office. We've always run it that way. And it's an honor to represent everyone and to take their concerns to Jeff City. My focus, again, is going to be on jobs and trying to do something to stimulate the economy in the state of Missouri. And unfortunately, the federal government, with regulatory capacity and litigation and taxation and career politicians in Washington, has hurt our ability in Missouri to open this thing up and really get some businesses moved in. But we're not going to stop fighting. And I think it's important. And, I don't think Kevin's a big fan of mine, but I want anyone to know that runs into a problem with, you know, health issues with the Department of Revenue, any different state agencies, it's important. It's your state agency. It's your tax dollars. And it's extremely important that your representative, your senator, take the fight for you forward, and we're ready, willing, and able to do that.
And I believe Senator Dan Brown is very sincere about that. Senator, where are we going with Obamacare? What's your prediction?
On Obamacare, as I said a long time ago, and some people were not very happy, I think that Obamacare is going to die of its own weight. It is such a mess. And it amazes me that Congress, 435 congressmen, 100 senators, are allowing some of this stuff to go forward and allowing government agencies like EPA, NSA, different groups to do what they're doing. They're not elected. And the way you control agencies, whether it's state, local, or federal, is cut their funding. That gets their attention. We do not have to pay those people to make our lives miserable. And I don't think Washington's got that,
Senator, let me make a suggestion here, if I might. You know, we talked about this earlier in the show. The, Supreme Court, voted that Obamacare was legal if it was called a tax and not a mandate. The problem with that is the Supreme Court does not have the power to tax, nor does the executive branch. Only Congress does, as you well know. So wouldn't one think that, that this law is illegal because it was not passed as a tax and shouldn't it have gone back to Congress to be voted on as a tax?
I agree absolutely. And let's look at what's happening, to us now. Under the Obama administration, and it's been kind of creeping this way for quite some time, we have the court, by litigation from the bench, actually passing or instituting law. We have the executive branch, by executive order, doing things that Congress never even votes on, and they don't seem to challenge them. I know the executive orders in Missouri that we don't agree with, you have to have a simple majority in one, either the House of Representatives or the Senate, to override an executive order. Now, they can come back and write another one the next day, but we've knocked down quite a few of the executive orders that Governor Nixon has brought forth, and Congress just doesn't seem to do that with Obama's executive orders, and he's writing them by the thousands at this point.
Yeah, and he's breaking his own law, for goodness sake. He's broke his own law at least 15 times. Did you know that?
Yes.
He's broken Obamacare. You can't do that. Yeah. I mean, that law said it said shall be. Not
exactly.
If the president decides to do something different, then we can allow that. No, it says it shall be.
Yes. It seems a lot of interest groups that were on board with the Obamacare, and of course the bill was so massive. One of my colleagues has it on his desk, 25 pages. It's 2 foot tall. They did not read it, and they're just trying to fix this thing, and it's got to be examined, not just by the courts, but also by Congress, and no changes can be made in that law they passed without going back through Congress and making the changes. So I think the whole thing's unconstitutional. I think it was sprung on us by changing the rules of the Senate. This thing is nothing but problems, and it's just creating a disaster, and it's killing jobs.
Okay, listen, I gotta take a break here, Senator. Said Senator Dan Brown, a great representative of the people. I thank you so much for calling, and hopefully we'll hear from you weeks ago, and maybe your better half might call in once in a while. All right, we're gonna be back to the Dave Weinbaum Show, where the phone number is 364-0800 or
star KTTR on your AT&T phone.
And we'll take our final break now. And this is KTTR News Radio, 99.7 FM, 1490 AM.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good but not great drivers?
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Visit your local State Farm agent, Kirk Moore, located at 1007 Hauk Drive in Rolla.
No! Now, does that sound like you trying to fix your own electrical problems? Well, if it does, it's time to call ABG Industrial. ABG has qualified, certified, and insured technicians who specialize in commercial and industrial electric, from new construction to lot lighting maintenance. So remember, if it's commercial electrical work that you need done by people you can trust, call ABG Industrial, 578-7451. ABG Electrical Contractor, where electrical work is simple as ABG. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse. Matt's Steakhouse has banquet facilities for all of your event needs, from small office parties to large wedding receptions and everything in between. Matt's Steakhouse, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday, located on the Dillon Outer Road in Rolla, just east of exit 189. Call Matt's Steakhouse at 364-1220 to book your next event. For the best in steaks, wine, and great conversation, visit Matt's Steakhouse.
Being away from home for whatever reason can sometimes be a bit uncomfortable. The Rustic Motel in Rolla wants to be your home away from home. With their special and affordable rates starting at just $35.99 for a single, to their weekly rates as low as $169.95, and special amenities like free Wi-Fi, cable with HBO, microwaves and refrigerators in every room, you are sure to find the comfort you need. At the Rustic Motel, you will always be treated like family in their home. The Rustic Motel, located on South Bishop next to Sonic in Rolla, or call 573-364-6943.
Think back. Remember the 1990s, the bull market, when making money seemed easy, maybe too easy? As the great stock market bubble slowly deflates, investors are being forced to relearn an old but important lesson. Making and keeping money isn't easy. It really starts with knowledge. Quite simply, investment success requires superior knowledge. But knowledge is neither cheap nor easy to come by. That's where we at Lindbergh Capital Management can help. As a registered investment advisor, we've spent years in a highly focused but dogged research effort to determine what works in financial markets, what doesn't, and why. When it comes to investing, we bring to bear the power of this considerable knowledge and experience. So if you're ready to work with an investment advisor that's done its homework, give us a call. That's Lindbergh Capital Management at 314-416-0055. For a no-obligation appointment, take a few minutes. Call 314-416-0055. At Lindbergh Capital Management, we put our knowledge to work for you.
There's a condition in tournament play. Not talk about the next step until you've climbed the one in front of you. I'm sure going to the state finals is beyond your wildest dreams, so let's just keep it right there. Forget about the crowds, the size of the school, their fancy uniforms, and remember what got you here. Focus on the fundamentals that we've gone over time and time again. And most important, don't get caught up thinking about winning or losing this game. If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential, to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says, at the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners. Okay? All right! Let's go! Let's go! Let me hear it! Go, 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 go!
Come on, you're all clapping out there. I know you are. Come on. We're down to the final round, ladies and gentlemen. We got 4 minutes left. So, probably, I don't know if I'm going to take any more calls, but I do want to give credit to some people who helped me, with my, material. Some of them actually publish my stuff on their websites. And, they pass it around on Twitter and Facebook. We got Regina Puckett, Karen Lewis from Salem, who invented the phrase, fire the liar, which is very popular. Candace Lanier from Michigan, Donlin Turnbull, who has her own radio show up in D.C., Pucci Laveau, how's that for a name? P-U-C-C-I Laveau. Beautiful gal, you know. And our local gal, Catherine Stanislawski, and of course, my girlfriend, Lisa Strauser. You know, when you say a German name like that, it's a scary thing.
It is Strauser. A scary sounding language. Yeah.
How about that? Anyways, we got lots more. You know, it's interesting. I prepared for this show, and I'm going to have about the same amount of stuff left over as I did last week, but that's the way it is, you know. But anyways, get behind Jason Smith and his fight with the EPA. By the way, the EPA has also decided to take over a town in Wyoming. And Riverton, and give it back to the Indians. How do they do this? Hi there, welcome to the Dave Weinbaum Show. Welcome. It's got to be a little quick because time is almost out. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's David. I'm calling from Fort Leonard Wood.
Hi, David. What's going on, man?
Hey, I got a theory real quick. I kind of think that our government is trying to crash our economy on purpose. Our administration is. The reason being is our economy kind of controls the world economy. And if it crashes, the world economy goes down, and then they could make, the UN to issue out credits, to the countries. And the reason for this theory is that they're trying to get things through and that, wouldn't get them reelected. And if the UN had control of that, they could control it with the money like the federal government did with the states. When they put in the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, they cut that back funding, and the states caved and had to get it. Yeah, I just thought it was an interesting theory.
Well, it is an interesting theory, and either these guys are totally incompetent, or they're trying to cave us in. You know, I mean, if the Democratic Party were put in
charge of the Sahara Desert, in 5 years there'd be a shortage of sand. I mean, come on. Like, I mean, how bad can they be? 74,000 jobs? That's a drop in the bucket. That's 38, 39 years of, that's the worst numbers in 38 years, and it's the fifth year of this guy's presidency. Why is he still president? I don't have any idea myself. But, anyhow, by the way, you know I wrote a new diet book?
You did? I did not know that.
It's called 50 Ways to Lose Your Blubber. How's that?
I like it.
Yeah, pretty good one right there. Huh?
I like that.
You like that? All right. Well, you know, this has been a lot of fun. And once again, I want to thank everybody who has listened to this show loyally and new listeners. And I understand, Ben has a listener friend, a girlfriend by the name of Aaron.
No,
is that right?
It's a guy.
It's a guy? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I make a mistake there? Hi, Aaron. How are you? You know, there's nothing wrong with that, Aaron. Ben's a nice guy. So, you know.
Don't get him started
not
either.
These days. Aaron, you know, so, you know. I don't know. He had nice things to say about you anyways. So we're gonna be back in a week. How much time do I have?
We're over.
People listening?
Yeah, no, we're still on, but we got Missouri Nat going right now.
Why don't we kick them out? No, we can't do that, can we? All right, well, listen to me. You listen to me, I won't be here next week. However, we're going to repeat a show next week, and I'm going to try to give an interview that will be on the show from Israel. How's that?
All right, that's awesome.
All right, so you all be good for the next week, and have a great weekend, and I'll be back in a couple weeks. This is the Dave Weinbaum Show.
Safe travels, Dave.
Thank you.
All right. Garage sale coming up at 10:35.